Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Dean. How are you today?
Fine.
Dean, a number of our arguments against Sunday shopping that have come up today, I really have to address because some of them are so fallacious that when you finally do see the obvious reality of a certain situation, sometimes it almost gets laughable. One of these arguments is that there are only so many consumer dollars in the economy. Well, this is a totally irrelevant argument, and it really tries to mislead the issue. The issue isn't how many dollars are in the economy. The issue is how many times do these dollars exchange hands. I could take a single dollar, walk into a store, spend that dollar. That store owner who just got my dollar could take that dollar, spend it somewhere else on someone else.
Yeah, but we're dealing with consumerism, Bob. Hypothetically, I've only got $50 this week to spend in a retailer. Now, I can only spend that once, can't I? I don't care what it happens to it after it goes out of my pocket or off my hand. I can only spend it so many times. Never mind what happens at the retail or the wholesale or the production level or anything. I know where you're coming from. But do you not agree that a consumer can only spend, unless you're talking plastic money and abuse of the system and all that sort of thing, that as far as having money in your pocket to spend, you can only do it once?
No, that's not true. You can do it as often as you have the right and the freedom to earn more money. And if that's curtailed by one day a week, then you have that much less. The issue is should you have the choice of where and when you want to spend it with other people who likewise should have the similar choice of accepting it.
Oh, I'm not denying that, but now you're talking spending and earning.
I'm sorry?
Now you're talking spending money and earning money.
Well, it's all part of the same thing. The retailer who is working is earning that money. He too is a consumer and goes and does his shopping and does things of the nature just like the rest of us. And the issue is that for our economy as a whole, we are much more healthy when dollars exchange hands more frequently. It's not the number of dollars in the economy, it's the number of times that they exchange.
So
and that creates opportunities and things for everyone.
So if we stayed open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, then our economy would improve?
Absolutely, to the degree that it has already been restricted, you know, in the sense of where we don't have that freedom. Now, remember, the retail really accounts for only about 10% of the whole workforce in any case.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, to address another situation, I remember when Ron Logan was talking, he suggested that if everyone opens on Sunday, it just becomes another day. And he asked, well, what have we gained? Well, we've gained a great deal. We've gained primarily our freedom of choice. You know, this is a free country. We always call it that, don't we? And in a free country, we're supposed to have our freedom of choice, our property rights, and our freedom of association. By suggesting that a law should be in place to prevent these freedoms is to suggest that we as individuals do not have rights and that we have in turn set a precedent for further violation of our rights. It's very fine to say today that because I think I'm benefiting from this law, it's okay to violate the rights of other people. Well, guess what happens tomorrow? Tomorrow these lawmakers say, well, you allowed us to violate the rights of your neighbors yesterday. Today it's your turn to have your rights violated. And the people who scream the loudest are the ones that are going to be on the receiving end of the stick the second time around. And that could very well be Mr. Logan and the other businesses who are currently lobbying to have our rights violated.
Are you a merchant?
No, I'm not. But my wife is in the retail industry and she's a manager. And she worked that Sunday, by the way, right after Christmas.
Yep.
And she's been hiring employees for the past year and always asking them would they be willing to work on Sunday. And they've all said yes, and they were quite enthusiastic about the opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
So, you know, these things, the choice is always there. If Ron Logan at Patton's Place wants to close, he has that choice. I'm not going out there to say, Mr. Logan, you must open. I'm not going to dare to suggest that such a law should exist. In return for this respect, I would expect that he and other merchants like him should respect my right to do the same. And that's the basic thing that we have to allow in a free society. Our freedom of choice means that we have to respect the rights of others to have that same choice.
Okay, Bob.
Okay.
We got to run. Thanks very much.